Previously on the Civic Tech in Africa podcast,
Hamid Haya Defala is the CEO of and founder of Chat Innovation.
Mostly of what I'm looking is, expertise, like network, like building the network, first of all. Like, this is the important part, Like, with the technology, I don't need to move. You don't need to come to me. We can work on a platform in chat from South Africa, from United States, Like, we want to be, like, it can be a tool and, with the government vision of building the chat we want in 2030. So it's a creation of evolving, like, decision-making tool,
To listen to this episode and more, find the Civic Tech in Africa podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Civic Tech Innovation Network in partnership with Voice of Vids.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fourth season of the Civic Tech in Africa podcast. I am your host, Nati Mtegwa. This season, we continue where we left off last season by looking at initiatives from across the different regions of our continent, which means we are going to be looking again at the Regional Ambassador Program. We'll take a deep dive and talk to some of our Civic Tech community members from the four regions represented in the program. We've also partnered with the European Partnership for Development this season, and we're going to be looking at their project focusing on civic tech initiatives on the continent, Chatter Project Africa. Regular listeners of the podcast will know that we do like to dissect a good research paper on this podcast, and this season we look forward to talking about some interesting research work that we've had on our hands from the South African Institute of International Affairs. So stay tuned for that. We'll be covering that towards the end of our season. Speaking of research, my guest today heads up research for the Civic Tech Innovation Network and will be joining me to talk about a groundbreaking research project she's been working on together with the South African Center for Evidence. They will be launching what they are calling the Civic Tech in Africa Evidence Map on the 8th of March at the Tsimulohong Digital Innovation Precinct. I am joined now by Yasmin Shapaji, who is research lead at the Civic Tech Innovation Network. Hi, Yasmin.
Hi, Nati. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. Like I said before, we're talking about the evidence map you've developed for focusing on civic tech in Africa. I'd like us to start with the partnership you are embarked on with the South African Center for Evidence. Talk to me about why that partnership and why this is this project is such an important project in the first place.
Sure. So the South African Center for Evidence is really pioneering work in using evidence-based research and methodologies to create research across Africa. So we partnered with the South Africa Center for Evidence because we felt that they were really equipped to help us get a sense from a scientific methodology perspective on the state and the scope of civic tech research in Africa. So just to give a brief background on the project, in the past, CTIN has done some introductory research studies on civic tech, basically looking at the scale of civic tech in Africa and just the background and importance of this emerging sector. And then another important initiative that CTIN has been involved with is the creation of civic tech initiatives within our database and also the publishing of civic tech case studies. So we thought that as a next step to these initial research resources, it would be an important step to have a broad overview study, which is basically what an evidence map is, to look at the nature and the type of research that is being conducted on civic tech in Africa.
People who are interested in looking at the civic tech initiatives on the database can visit us on civictech.africa to see all the different initiatives from across the continent. A lot of people have been submitting their initiatives on our database throughout the years. So go to civictech.africa to have a look at that. So we will now sort of go into understanding what an evidence map is in the first place, and more specifically what the civic tech evidence map is. So can you talk us through that a little bit?
Okay, so I think let's start with an evidence map. For a lot of people, this is a new concept. I know it was for me. So just to put it in a nutshell, an evidence map is a tool that helps to organize and summarize information about research studies on a particular topic. And it typically includes a visual representation that is represented in a chart or a graph or a table that shows the number and types of studies that have been conducted on the topic, as well as their key findings and limitations. But it doesn't go into detail about the key findings or limitation. It really just looks at the number of studies in a research area. And then once you have that information as an overview, end users basically can go and interact with the map and be able to go directly to the source of those studies, and they're able to download it. So that's what an evidence map is, and that obviously can be applied to many different sectors and fields. So for us, the Civic Tech in Africa evidence map is a map of the research on civic tech in Africa. And the whole process that we undertook with SACE was to co-produce, first of all, a policy question that we could address in terms of what are the types of interventions and outcomes of civic tech. And in the next few weeks, as we after the evidence map launch, we will be disseminating some project findings about that whole process and the methodology, which would be a nice resource for people to read if they're interested in that. So for the Civic Tech evidence map, it would be, we've created an interactive tool, which is the actual evidence map, that will be published on our website and that we are going to be launching.
Yes. So I know on the day of the launch, we are going to be sort of going through the sort of tool that you have, and we're going to be walking people through it and, you know, what they can do. So one of the things that you said now is that the evidence map links us to the sources of the research that you've done. So is this research papers that you're talking about specifically?
Yes. So particularly for the civic tech field, we decided at the beginning, because typically in an evidence map, it will typically consist of academic literature and grey literature, both of which that usually have a scientific method. But we took a different approach based on the fact that there's a lot of other reflections that civic tech practitioners and organizations are doing in terms of blog articles that do reflect on projects, that do reflect on key lessons learned. So we decided to include those studies as well, if they met our criteria, which was based on a framework so that they could be coded according to what the content of these articles, both academically orientated and also more report-based and also in the form of blogs.
Yeah. I think what I'm interested in now is the sort of, what is your, like, the overarching story about civic tech across Africa that you're finding from both, you know, the grey literature and, you know, the more academic stuff that you've covered? Is a sort of theme that you're getting from this around the story or around the themes that people are looking at on the continent?
Yeah, this is actually quite an interesting thing, interesting finding for me, having just worked at the CTIN for a year. It kind of confirmed what we already knew when we were going through the findings. So overall, the evidence base shows that there's a concentration of research that explores and evaluates how civic tech projects or initiatives are being used and also examines their effectiveness. So we see a lot of case study research on social innovation and digital tools, which are basically what civic tech encompasses, what civic tech is, because we know it's quite a broadly defined concept. And then also, in terms of the size of the studies, we started with a large number of, well, the first step was to scan databases based on keywords. So we started with a large number of studies, over 5,000. And from that, from the process of reading the abstracts and going through the papers, we ended up with 295 studies that were included in the evidence base. And academic literature made up 65%. And then grey literature, which included reports, blog articles, was 35%. And then another thing that we already knew is that the dominant geographical distribution in terms of where research is being, where the topic of research is focusing, that is Southern Africa and East Africa. And the top five countries in which civic tech is being researched include South Africa, which had 96 studies. Kenya had 76 studies in the evidence base. Uganda had 54. Nigeria had 37 studies, and Ghana had 33 studies. And then in terms of civic tech distribution, the top five categories were open source software or platforms that came up quite a bit in the evidence base with 95 studies. And then we also saw more lower tech options in terms of technologies that were being studied in Africa. So the use of USSD and SMS applications represented 84 studies that examined that topic. Social media also seems to be quite an emerging field where people are studying in terms of how people can use civic tech to engage with each other, but also to have a representative voice in their democracies. And then also websites, a more low-tech digital tool. Yeah.
So that's very interesting. And I know that during the launch, you're going to be taking us through a lot of this stuff, and people can see these things visually. I know a lot of our audience is not in South Africa. There's some people are across the continent. Can they join online? How can they join the launch itself?
Yes, they can join. We'd love to have them there. If you go to our social media pages, we have a Zoom registration link for anybody who's not in Johannesburg or who cannot join the launch in person. So I'd encourage you to go have a look at the event page and sign up.
Yeah, we'll put up the link as well on this podcast. So if you go to the podcast description, you'll see the link to the Zoom link to the conference. People who are joining in person, how do they join?
Okay, so people joining in person, you can RSVP to myself, which is yasmin@civictech.africa.
So that's yasmin@civictech.africa. So do look at all those details in the description for you to be able to join us. So this will be happening on the 8th of March, yes?
Yes, on the 8th of March.
Yeah, at Tsimulogong Precinct in Johannesburg. What should people be expecting from the launch event itself? So it's the demo, and what else? What else are people looking forward to? How can they sort of engage with you on the day?
On the day, we're hoping to see a variety of stakeholders coming to. I think we're looking for people who are curious about the topic. I think that's one thing that we hope to see, people excited about what. I think because it was quite an in-depth research. I mean the methodology was very detailed, quite time-consuming in terms of capacity, but I think it was a really important first step for CTIN to really understand a big picture scenario. So at that event, we are going to give a background of the project, and then I will take participants through the key findings of the research. And then the important part, I think, is for people collaboratively to sit and spend time engaging with the evidence map. And then after that, we're going into a engagement and feedback session to see if what other people's personal reflections of the research is. Do they see any criticisms? Do they see any ways we can improve? And then I think importantly, how do they see this type of work being built upon?
Yeah. Very interesting work that you're doing, and I'm hoping to see a lot of our community there. I know a lot of the community in Johannesburg will be there. Join us online, if you will. It should be an exciting time. Yasmin, thank you so much for joining us for today's podcast.
Thanks so much, Nati.
Right, that concludes our episode today. Don't forget to subscribe and review the podcast, and please see the episode description for all the places you can follow and engage with the Civic Tech Innovation Network. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Civic Tech Innovation Network in partnership with Voice of Vids.